So we're standing outside the refurbished town hall, which is now the home of History House, and just give us an idea of what has happened to this building of late, the process you've gone through to restore it.
Well, Jeremy, this is one of the best examples of early municipal architecture. It's in the classical style, and it was erected in 1863, and it's one of 8 heritage buildings within this very special precinct, 5 of which are actually listed on the Victorian Heritage Register. So the restoration of this building has been extremely important for the social and cultural heritage of this area, and it's been the result of a great deal of effort and teamwork within Council's organisation.
Let's talk briefly about how it's been used in the past. So obviously it was the Town Hall in 1863 at least. What other uses has it had?
Well, it's quite special in the sense that it's for well over 3/4 of its actual life to date, it's actually been used as a municipal office, even though it had some extensions. So it's had a very long, continuous period of use for municipal administration, albeit that it started from somewhat unusual beginnings, because when the council had an architectural context, they had 2 entries and they couldn't decide which was the best and actually decided on the toss of a coin.
I mean, it's a fairly, I'm not sure what the correct term is, but it's a fairly classical looking building, isn't it, in a way? It's almost like one of those Greek buildings with the columns, but they're sort of built into it in this case.
Yes, that's right. It's got neo-classic or Greek similarities, and but then again, that's part of the charm of the building. It's simple and it's dignified, and it's obviously been in this place for practically most of Portland's history.
Now, in terms of its usage and so on, have there ever been many arguments, I guess, about its about its future, perhaps? Have there ever been any plans to maybe remove it, you know?
Well, yes, there has been a bit of controversy, even in the early 1900s. It had outlived its, certainly space-wise, it was probably cramped and getting inadequate, and even press reports in the early 1900s said that this building should perhaps be demolished. But fortunately, over a century after that, the building's still here and in fact has been restored to be in, and hopefully it'll be here for at least another 100 years and hopefully longer.
More recently, of course, it's been the home of History House, which it still is. I think they had to move out while the renovations were going on. So what have you done? What did you have to do?
Well, the actual restoration was from the ground up, as is often the case with heritage buildings. The getting it right consists of working with the foundations, and it was underpinning of this building. It was work to ensure that any drainage and foundation issues were rectified. The actual work followed the recommendations of a conservation management plan, and every effort was made to follow the conventions in restoring heritage buildings in terms of the methods and materials used. So there was quite a bit of research going right down to paintwork and methods of rendering and even carpentry methods. So it's been a very interesting exercise.
Yes, I imagine a lot of, as you say, the methods which would have been used to build this would no longer be used, or people may not have that knowledge still anymore. Was that the case?
Well, that's correct. Many of the trades methods were used, a dying craft, and there was that was much of the success of this restoration project is owed to the research and the methods to actually use probably craft and trade methods which are probably now outdated.
So what was the aim then with this particular or this latest restoration? Was it to get it back to the Town Hall of 1863?
Yes, as much as possible. It's to follow get back to the original design as erected. Bear in mind that some extensions to the building which had been erected over the space of about 130 years have in fact been removed, and as much as possible it's to actually follow the original design. Bear in mind we still have the working drawings of when the building was originally erected, so those were closely followed.
Now the award that it's up for as well then, tell us a bit about this.
Well, each year the local government professionals, that is the professional body for officers who work in local government, conduct a awards for excellence, and council has placed this as an entry, and it's been named as a finalist in the community assets and infrastructure category.
Now, more long term then, at the moment it's obviously the home of History House and the museum, which I understand, has been sort of beefed up a bit, perhaps, in recent times. Is this the more sort of long-term plan for it, to keep it being used for this purpose?
Yes, before the restoration project was undertaken, it was always intended that it would continue as a social history museum, but within perhaps an upgraded layout, which has been achieved. So the intention is to continue that use certainly indefinitely.